Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, people. It's your boy, Cardale Jones and Tyvis Powell. Big shout out to our partners, Kings, for partnering up with us to get this podcast rolling, man. Got my one of my all-time favorite roommates, teammates, people.
I'm your only roommate.
That's a good point. But speaking of Kings, man, speaking about roommates, when we was young and dumb back in those dorms, man, think about how many times we took that trip to Kings and got a king.
Ooh, wait a minute. At first, bro, you know, they used to deliver on campus at first. So we used to just have them deliver it to us. And then once we moved off campus, that's when we started pulling up like every week, bro.
Insane. You can almost, it's like Kane's one of those food, it's like a comfort food, but it's like a place that you can't burn yourself out on. I mean, the menu is so small, it's so simple, but it's good. It's going to hit the spot every time.
For sure. Like for me, every time I come to Columbus, me and Lauren is like, we're going to Kane's off rip. I got to hear them say hot chicken, what combo you picking? You understand?
Nah, that's funny. I got a family friend actually in Columbus, and he wasn't a big Kings guy, so I turned him on to Kings, and every time he called me, I'd like, hot chicken, what combo you picking? So that's crazy. And just think about how Kings wasn't even in, well, it wasn't in Cleveland until just a recent, and we didn't get hit to that till we got to school. So right, when people was talking about Kings, I'm like, what is that? Then you tried it, then it's like, ain't no going back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, I remember when I came down on my official visit, they was like, oh, you got to go to Kane's. I'm like, what is Kane's? They like, trust me, bro, just come. I was like, all right, come on. For sure, we went, bro. I've been hooked ever since, man. It's the sauce, man. I was like, man, listen, I had to go. I don't know what they got in that sauce, bro, but I got to have it, bro. I'm ordering so many extra sauces. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel you. Speaking of sauces, man, I guess we can get into some Buckeye football. And it's so exciting that they're having a spring ball this year. You know, it sucks that last year COVID canceled a lot of that stuff, spring sports period. Which group do you think need to bring that sauce, that fire to pretty much get that bad taste out of their mouth?
I mean, I'm biased, you know, I mean. Obviously, you know, the DBs always is going to have energy, but, you know, aside from them, that D-line always, that is just, it's something about the D-line. When they start making plays, it's just, it's contagious. You know, once they start flying around and getting in that backfield, they make the quarterback get them happy feet and start throwing passes. And it's like, once everybody get in the sync, man, it's just unbelievable. It's unstoppable. So I'm excited to see what the D-line got to do, because they, you know, it's a lot of people, well, I won't say a lot, but, you know, they lost some going to the draft. And, you know, with the secondary, you know, the way that they got talked about last year, you know, they gotta come back and, you know, go back to being BIA. So I'm excited to see how they doing with that.
Yeah. But one thing that OSU has missed this past year was that predominant pass rusher that we used to see, and that Chase Young, that Joey Bosa, that Nick Bosa, you know, those Tyquan Lewis's and Jalen Holmes and stuff like that. And that made, I mean, you can attest to this, that made you guys job on the back end.
We was good. Listen to me. I'm like, I know the ball coming out soon. Damn, man. When you ain't got that in the secondary, man, it could get tough, man. Cause it's a lot of like trash routes and Christmas tree routes that can get ran, man. And if it don't get there, you on that island by yourself, and it get kind of lonely out there. So you definitely, the D-line has always been the DB's best friend. So I'm excited to see what they, you know, I'm pretty sure they're gonna figure it out. One thing about Coach Johnson, he gonna get him one for sure. He gonna find
for sure.
You know, they got such a great recruiting class coming in with the freshmen. The dude Sawyer, I think he's from Pickerington, I want to say. I think he's there. He's supposed to make a huge difference. So I'm excited. I know they're gonna figure him out.
Yeah, and a guy that you usually don't see, you know, making a lot of disruption in the backfield as far as the pass game, the interior D lineman, but we got a great one coming back. And Haskell to Rascal, you know,
for sure.
I'm pretty excited about that. I know it sucks that he can't be in spring ball right now, Dylan, recovering from a minor surgery, but I'm excited for him. But, you know, flipping sides of ball, clearly I'm going to be eyes on me personally at the quarterback position because
right. You and everybody else.
this is a position where this is a unique time because last couple of years we knew who the guy was going to be and we was getting that guy ready. This year they're trying to find out who it is. So it's a legit battle. I mean, years before, especially when Justin first came in, oh yeah, it's a battle between him and I think it was Tate Martell. I think he was still there at the time. Well, we're going to let him battle it out. But we knew that Justin came there to be the starter, and it was preparing him to be the guy. The year before, we knew Dwayne was going to take over for JT, and clearly JT was the guy for 18 years. So now we're putting ourselves in a situation where, when I say we, I mean Buckeyes, Buckeye Nation, us alumni, and the team are putting ourselves in a situation where we legit don't know who our starter is going to be going into fall and getting ready for the season. But that's a good problem to have because we got two or three guys that's well enough and that's capable enough to lead this team to deep into the season.
I mean, for sure. I mean, everybody right now, I guess the penciled in is CJ. He's penciled in. And, you know, we would think that he would be the next guy in because, you know, he's come in, you know, if Justin, you know, had a shoestring problem or something like that, he's been the guy that we've seen. So it's the odds is like slightly for him, but you're right though. You never know. And we don't know. But the good thing about it is whoever it is, you know, they got playmakers on the outside. So it's going to make their job a lot easier. They got some linemen coming back. So it's whoever it is just need to, you know, they got weapons. They just need to make sure they, you know, up ready to step up and make the correct throws and make the right plays.
That's what my next point I was leading to, because whoever's going to be that quarterback, whoever's going to take the reins over, you know, as a last couple of years, unbelievable quarterback play, they're stepping into an unbelievable situation with the weapons that they have on offense, a returning running back, you know, three of the mm-hmm. five starters on up front. And there's some young guys that showed some promise last year. And then clearly the two big names in the country, pretty much on the receiver side, is Wilson and Olave. And then the complement of players that they have with those guys, including the tight end position. I mean, whoever is going to step into this quarterback position, I almost feel like
I don't know
what this guy is going to feel like. Because when I stepped there and I had an opportunity to play, it was like, uh-oh, look at all this talent around me. It was like, don't mess it up.
just give him a chance. Just throw the ball to make him have a chance. I promise you they're going to make it.
Hey, just put it in the area. Put it around those guys, and you have an opportunity. Hey, if you can't get the pass game going, guess what? You give it to one of the best backs in the country. So
you know, but you know what, though? The good thing about that is, you know, when you came in, like, they gonna have the same situation. Like, from a defensive standpoint, we knew, like, we got to get you the ball. Like, we got to get Cardale the ball just so he could get comfortable. Because we knew it was going to be some jitters. You even told me in the Team Up North game when you failed to get the first down, which I can't believe you failed to not get that first down. Talk about some. I had a little jitters.
Legit.
So as a defense, you know, we got to give them the ball back. So, you know, once you get the ball, as the game goes on, you know, you calm down, you know, you start, all right, I got this type thing. So that's what the defense is going to need to do this year. They're going to have to step up. They can't obviously not have a year like they had last year. They're going to have to make more plays and make sure that their quarterback get the ball more so he can get more comfortable when it comes season time.
Yeah, one thing I said about last year leading into this year as right when the national championship game was over, I want to see, and it's hard to critique a coach when he has so much success on a high level with Coach Combs and calling the plays now, but I would like to see a little bit of that defensive coordinator power giving a little bit to Coach Johnson, just because you can attest to this. Coach Combs is one of the best position coaches out there on any level. His track record speaks for itself. So when I'm a dominant position coach that put me in this position where I had an opportunity to coach, I had an opportunity to call the defensive players at The Ohio State University, it takes away from me and my expertise as being that best in the nation cornerbacks coach.
For sure.
So when this was with Coach Combs, this is what I can imagine him doing as a defensive coordinator, because it happened with having a quarterback coach as a coordinator as well. When sometimes you hit and play on the film and you coaching your guys in cover three and, you know, Wade get a hitch caught on him or 10-yard stop or something like that, and everybody thinks it's the corner's back fault. But no, that nickel defender, that led linebacker didn't buzz under the flat fast enough.
For sure.
Stuff like that.
That happens a lot of the time.
Exactly. So Coach Combs, I can measure him and his meetings, you know how he is. He see a problem, he dressing it right now. He hitting pause. He got to run out, go find a linebacker room. Hey, Barrett, you supposed to fly under that flat. You probably had a pick six or something like that. And then now, okay, Coach, I got it next time. Now he running back to his room, finish watching the plays, and okay.
But I don't necessarily think Coach Combs was doing it like that, because I mean he was the D coordinator last year. So it's kind of like, I mean, he definitely was in the DB room for sure. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
sure.
Not necessarily saying that he was legit doing that. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure having a D coordinator role was taking a lot of time and a lot of effort out of his specialties of coaching his DBs. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
Not necessarily he really ran out of the room. But I would like to see maybe some of that role shed it on Coach Johnson a little bit to ease up Coach Combs, to coach these young guys, because they got a lot of talent on the back end and a lot of young guys who are expected to step up and play and be the next Marshawn Lattimore, be the next freaking Denzel Ward or you and Von Bell on the back end and Malik Hooper.
Well, one or two things has to happen. Either he gonna have to let Coach Johnson help him out at defensive coordinator on some input, or he just gonna have to be totally hands off and trust that the new DB coach is gonna do the job, which I know he will, because I went down there and sat in on the while he was coaching up some freshmen. He was coaching. And I tell you right, listen to me, Eric Buckeye, he telling them right now.
Oh, for sure.
Was sitting there like, okay, yeah, he ain't lying. That's exactly what I would say. That's exactly what you're supposed to say. Yeah, he is. So the new DB coach is 100% a good hire. He's hands on. I don't know if his intensity will match Coach Combs, because you know Coach Combs is a fiery guy. I mean, Coach Combs, he vocally abused me for a whole year, and then it was Eli, and then after Eli, I don't know what happened. He like, don't do it no more. It really makes me upset.
The great thing about Coach Combs, Joe, you know, when he verbally abuses his players, you know, because of something bad, he wanna embarrass him, wanna put him on the spot, because no one likes being on the spot like that. But when you guys do something good, he is your chili. Get an interception or a stop or PBU or something like that. He on the field with you. He in the quarterback's ear.
For sure. Oh, yeah. I didn't say it wasn't worth it. It's worth it for sure. I mean, he puts you in them tough environments and he gets you ready. Like, I think Coach Combs' whole mindset is he want to see how mentally tough you are. Like, if you can, how you going to respond to people talking to you like this? Because once you get on the field, who's to say that receiver don't talk to you crazy like that? Like, you never know. So I think he'd do it just to get a reaction out of you and see how far your limits go, which is great. It worked for me. Helped me out.
Yeah, and thinking about Coach Combs' stories and him getting them players, man. I remember spring practice, man. And we used to, and kind of going back and watching them practice a little bit and watching the pro day to see how the guys interact with each other now. You see it's a different vibe. I mean, it's still a great culture, but a different vibe, you know? And with us in spring ball, we used to crack heads. Hey, you got all summer to recover.
You was live?
I'm talking about quarterback live. So I remember it was a year, I think it was I think we it was the year we won a championship, so we was getting ready going into 15, and Coach Combs talking crap, and I think it was the first scrimmage. No, it was this, it was the year of 14. It was a spring ball of 14 because I know who I missed second hit. So I was going with the twos. I was going with the twos. Or was okay. I was going with the ones, and Darryl Ball was our right tackle, and we had just put in the reverse, and I was late blocking. And I told Gary, it was our first group. I told Gary on all day. I'm like, you better wear your thigh pads. I told Gary on Claudia all day. You better have your knee pads and thigh pads the other day, boy. I'm coming for you. Because I just got smacked. We was going into that year because we was going into a quarterback battle, and I thought that I would be pretty much off limits. You can't hit the quarterback because one of these guys might be our backup.
Why would it, you? Never.
Exactly. Why would I think that? Exactly. Why would I think that? And I get smacked like either the day before or 2 days before the scrimmage. I get smacked.
Was this by okay, Steve?
No, this wasn't by Steve. No, I got smacked. So long story short, I'm like, you know what? I'm about to lay somebody out today. I can't wait to this reverse. So literally, we called him play. My eyes are huge. I'm like this. Yeah, let's go. Hand the ball off to maybe Curtis Samuel at the time. He pitch it on the reverse to Dontre Wilson. I'm lead blocking. And Darryl Baldwin, he go down and he coming out too. So me and Darryl Baldwin was the lead blockers on the corner. Yeah, so Gary Young actually read out of it because I think whoever was guarding him supposed to just write him off. So I'm like, I don't care. I'm going for Gary Young. I'm passing up everybody. So I'm hauling towards Gary Young. I'm about to flip him. I'm like, I got my mind made up. I close my eyes and just dive. And I end up hitting Darryl Ball when I flip the oh my God. I flip him up. I try to chop my Gary Young, hit our old teammate, flip him right over me.
Listen, people don't know them friendly fires be the worst ones.
yeah, they be real. If people don't know Darryl Baldwin, he was our right tackle, man. He was the stiffest guy in the world, like literally. Darryl, like, you know how guys can't touch, they tell us Darryl probably can't touch his knees. Like, the stiffest guy in the world.
No, seriously. Great player. It's facts.
Yeah, but it was so funny, man. And then I was talking crap to Coach Combs that whole day. Talking about, yeah, watch your boys. I'm going after him today. But he didn't think I was going to try to chop lock one of them. He thought I was throwing ball. He's like, yeah, you better be ready, Carter. You better be ready. I'm thinking to myself, he better be ready. And I freaking totally missed him and hit Darryl Ball, flipped him, man. Watching that on film, Coach Harmon just turned around like, Dale, what are you doing? You know he's on your team, right? I'm just like this. Yeah, I close my eyes.
You got to have a mouthpiece. You gonna
bite down, close your eyes. Bite down, close your eyes. Lord, that's the best I got for you.
You think that's funny, bro. When they put in that safety blitz, that split Seattle, man, listen, Cardell, I ain't never blitzed. You know how much me and Vaughn used to beg for safety blitzes. They would never let us do it. So one spring, we was watching the Seahawks, and Earl had a blitz. It was like a delayed blitz. He was like, you know what? We're going to put it in. I said, okay. Don't play with me now. That's the right one. Don't play with me. He's like, we're going to put it in. All right, come on. He said, now, Tyrus, when we do it now, you got to let Raekwon and Josh go first. You got to let them, because they're going to take the center, the running back going to pick the other one up, and it's you and the quarterback. I'm like, all right, man. I'm like, listen, y'all better hurry up, because I'm all gas. I'm
going through this. Ain't got no patience. I'm coming to get them.
Listen, you know how y'all do the fake, I gave it up. It's on the floor. Well, I done messed up, so it's on the floor now. Instead of walking back, I stand at the line. Worst decision I ever made. That man, Jacoby, took me on a ride of my life. Okay. And then times we taking it out, we ain't doing it.
Oh man, Jacoby, that short butt, man. But man, golly, but I'm excited for these Buckeyes in the spring ball, man. Spring ball was one of the critical points, and definitely a young team's, not just a player, a young team's chemistry and finding out who those guys are. You know, we spoke about this a week ago at Roosters about what it means to have or to not have your leaders in spring ball. I said it's a double-edged sword, because now you put yourself in position as a team to find those young leaders that can potentially be in a better position this following year, and it could potentially be one of the guys they turn to if one of these leaders, if a Haskell, you know, not available for a play or two, or God forbid, during the season. Now you guys are going to have young, proven guys who was forced in this position during spring ball, who are going to just walk into those reins when, you know, Haskell leave, or these other, you know, leaders that we look up to as a football team. But also, it just sucks because now, and it says a double-edged sword, but now it puts those young guys sometimes in a position that they might not be ready for. And
true.
It can force a guy to pretty much be out of character in a way, because he feel that pressure. Oh, I don't have my Haskell here. Oh, I don't have my other leaders around me. Let me try to be that guy. Let me always be heard. Let me always be seen. Like, you know, and that's the worst part about team sports. When it's forced, clearly players can pick up on that. Just like that.
For sure.
You know, they don't come off as genuine. And now you got your players, when you think you're doing something that's going to rally them together around you as a leader, as a guy, now they kind of shine away from you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just crazy. I shared a story that how JT is such an unbelievable leader, you know, work hard, and he's vocal as well. And I'm just strictly lead by example. But when I have something to say, it's like, oh, snap, he got something to say. You know, and JT used to always give, like, you know, the pregame offensive speeches right after we go back in before we finally run back out in the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I heard. And, trust me. I heard.
Yeah. And he had a situation where he wasn't able to get 1-1 game. And Coach Warner at the time thought that I was going to do that.
And he's like, that's not who I am. It's like,
oh, no. Let's get a break, guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wouldn't come off as genuine. It would be like, I'm doing that because, like, that's what y'all like used to, but that's not what I do, though. Like,
exactly. That's his thing. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about this spring ball, because you're going to see some of these unsung heroes. People are going to look at that how 2020 ended with the loss to Alabama and say, okay, well, I'm really excited to see what this guy does this following year, 2021. This guy. Spring ball is an opportunity for these younger guys, or that guy that everyone's kind of overlooking right now, to develop a name for himself, a position and an opportunity and a place on this team to just going to take off. And camp.
Oh, yeah. It happens every year. It's always a guy that nobody predicts to do something that comes out of nowhere and has an unbelievable spring ball, and it carries on the camp. And just like he just comes out of nowhere. It happens every single year.
Exactly. So that's what I'm kind of excited about with these, you know, our known guys.
I tell you what I'm excited about, you know, since everybody was clowning the secondary last year and everybody was blaming the secondary, you know, this spring ball gives them opportunity, because now, I mean, they had it last year, but the problem with the secondary, which a lot of people don't realize, is that, like, they were thin last year. Like, it wasn't a lot. Like, at corner position in particular, they were very thin. Like, they lost a lot of players. Players got hurt. Some players just wasn't even ready to play. Like, that's what it is. But, you know, when they had the two people, the two DBs in the offseason with the little police thing. Then they lost Cam to the Achilles in the Penn State game. Like, that, like, these is, you know, Coach Combs like to rotate corners. He couldn't even rotate corners because they were that thin. So this offseason, or this spring ball, gives the players that wasn't quite ready to play a chance to grow up. You know, you got another opportunity. You're going against two of the top, if not the best, receivers in the college football. So you're getting great reps. And I'm pretty sure, you know, at Ohio State, you know, we always tend to try to make each other better. So I'm sure, you know, they're going to give little pointers and tips of things that the DBs can do to be better. And they need to take that time. They need to take that very seriously and use it, because, like, we're going to need them this year.
we're going to need
the depth in the second.
Yeah, but like, I think honestly that goes back to the whole cancellation of spring ball last year, because
that was a huge punch. It was a huge punch.
When you, Exactly. And not just for the Buckeyes, but for everyone. But now when you're stuck and you put yourself in a position where, okay, now you don't know if you have a season, and then you got 3 weeks to prepare for a season. 3 weeks to prepare for a season, you're getting those guys who you know your guys, your go-to guys ready. Not the season
to play. For sure.
You know, everybody look good. And, you know, when I say T-shirt and panties, I mean, you know, shorts and working out, stuff like that. But it's different when you got another guy running full speed at you and you got pads on. And then, God forbid, you got to make a tackle. You know, so that's completely different. So a guy can look good doing all that. Yeah,
you better kill or be killed. What you talking about? Yeah, somebody run a full speed at you. You better run full speed back.
Yeah, clearly, that hey, easier said than done. But,
you're right.
Yeah, but I'm like, I can't wait for those guys to get a lot of missed reps, trying to make up from the lack of play this past year and no spring ball from last year. So, I can't wait, man.
Another thing that a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, without spring ball, you know, Coach Combs couldn't put in – he couldn't install his defense that he wanted to put in. You know, they just basically went off of what Halfley did because that's what they knew. Like, they knew that, exactly. Like, the back of their hands. So he had no choice but to keep running that because they didn't have time to install what he wanted to install. Now that they got spring ball, you know, he got time to put in his plays and put in his schemes and stuff like that. So it's definitely going to be a different defense, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. But like I said, I can't believe I just sat here and talking about so much defense and not offense. I mean,
what
I don't
you mean?
Know.
You're trying to cross over to the dark side. That's
I'm
what
just
saying.
I don't know. I don't know when the last time that Ohio State had so much firepower returning on offense like this. And like I said, it's going to be a quarterback's dream to
easy. 2015.
Yeah. I agree. But still, yeah, it's going to be a quarterback's dream just being behind center and knowing that you got a dominant guy on your right. Well, two of them.
All you got to do is
both sides.
You just got to give them an opportunity to make it. Throw a 50-50 ball. Like, just give them a chance. And they're going to 9 times out of 10, they're going to make the play. And if you're nervous about that, listen, just turn around and hand this ball off. He going to make something happen. For sure.
Sure. But, I mean, another guy I'm excited about on the offensive side of the ball is T. I mean, he returning for his fifth year, I believe. And, you know, I know last year I didn't bash him, but last year he was like kind of one of my guys that wanted to see step up because he showed promise in certain games, in certain situations when JK was banged up or when T got his opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
To touch the ball.
He used to run like a madman for sure.
Yeah. So I was almost like, okay, well, they brought this guy Sermon in and now we still have T. Now we just waiting on one of these guys to take the reins and be the guy. Even though Sermon kind of took that over at the end of the season, especially the way he performed versus Michigan State and in the Big Ten championship game, clearly, and then being banged up in the championship game versus Alabama. But he had a pretty good game versus Clemson as well before that. I think T going to go into the season with something to prove and the biggest chip on his shoulder as, I mean, it's not even a chip because his shoulders are huge. So a boulder on his shoulder, a freaking boulder on his shoulder that, you know, for the last 2 years, well, pretty much his whole career, he was almost that second/third option when it comes to giving, you know, the ball to a guy because Justin was also an unbelievable running threat. I think he's going to go into this season and show everybody like, hey, you know, I'm here for a reason. I'm the guy and, you know, I belong here.
For sure. He has no choice. It's really not negotiable for him. I'm pretty sure all he hears about is that, you know, we got these freshmen coming in. They supposed to be all these good and, you know, they're quick and make plays. Like, that's motivating to somebody. You know, it's like, oh, for real? All right, well, let me show you something. Let me show you what I've been working on. So he definitely got a lot to prove. And the good thing is they're going to give him all the opportunity to prove, you know.
Yeah, just like last year as well. Yeah, he had a lot of opportunity to take the reins over. But, you know, Sermon was kind of – doing the same thing in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You know, they have a couple of good runs and then you look at him like, what are you doing? And stuff like that. So I think he hit the ground running this year.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully. No, hopefully. You know, if not, then hey, somebody will figure something out.
Yeah. Other than that, man, that's all I can say about the Buckeyes right now. Just know I'm looking forward to that spring game, April 17th, I believe.
I think that's correct.
Wish I was in town for, but I'll be tuned in.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to be there?
Nah, I won't be there, man. It sucks.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to make me. Is they letting people in?
I don't know. I'm not for sure. I think they are. I gotta holler
at somebody. They gonna let me in. I gave my whole wrist to that university. Yeah. They gonna let me in.
Now, the last time I heard about Big Ten attendance, it was all about the season and trying to make sure they play 12 games, all this other stuff. So nothing about the spring game yet. But it's a funny story about not letting you in and stuff like that. I was at the pro day. And it got to a point, you know, everybody all in the field, and, you know, everybody's running 40s and stuff like that. So everybody all over the place. And he got to a point with Justin and the receivers about to get ready to throw. And, you know, they get the coaches and everybody on the field. And they backed off Coach Meyer. And I came up to him. I said, they don't care you built this shit. They kicked you right off the field, didn't they? He was dying laughing. I said, see, I forget about you.
Yeah. Push up. Back up. Back on up.
Yeah. I said, hey, get off the field.
He crazy, though, because when Trevor Lawrence had his pro day, he was, like, standing right next to dude.
That's how he eventually was with Justin and being next to Coach Day. That guys were chatting the whole time. But it was pretty cool to see Coach Meyer back in the Woody and kind of seemed like the past, the present, and the future type of deal with him and the players and Coach Day. So I was like, look at this. Look, it makes for a great picture.
It might be worth a lot of money one day, man. It's a lot of history in there, a lot of legacy up in that, and one picture for sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's gonna do his thing. He's gonna do something in Jacksonville for sure. I mean, he got the budget for it, and he got the draft picks. He's stepping in the best situation, so I'm sure.
Yeah, one
thing about Coach Meyer, he's gonna figure something out.
Yeah, for sure. That's what's up, man. Well, thank you for Canes for, you know, partner with us to get this cast rolling. And until next time, man, we catch you guys later.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.